Welcome to the weekly Dharma Talk podcast from the Columbus Karma Teksum Choling Buddhist Meditation Center. This week's Dharma Talk is entitled Transforming Suffering into Motivation by Marcus Casey. As much as we may want to look away from our own suffering and the suffering around us, contemplating and facing that suffering can be transformed into motivation for practice. If you like our Dharma Talk series, please consider donating to Columbus Karma Teksum Choling at columbusktc.org. Enjoy the podcast.
All right. Thank you very much. And thank you all for joining. My name is Marcus Casey, and I'm a volunteer meditation instructor here at Columbus KTC. Before we start the talk, let's go ahead and follow our tradition, which is to say together the four-line refuge prayer. The prayer is in Tibetan, so if you don't know it, listen and make the aspiration to awaken and help others awaken. When we're chanting this, we are repeating our commitment to taking refuge in the three jewels, the Buddha, or the goal, what we aspire to, the Dharma, or the path, and the Sangha, our guides and companions on the path. We will chant the refuge prayer through actually just one time. Om Sangje Chudang Togi Chognam La Chang Chu Bardu Dagni Gyatsu Chi Tagi Jin Sogi Pe Sunangi Drola Pinchir Sangje Jupar Shu. Okay, so today we are less than a week from Losar, which is coming up on Friday. The last full moon of the old year is past, and the moon is waning. With the new moon, we will start the new lunar year. This is a time for preparation to renew shrines, houses, and minds for the new year. It is said difficult karma often ripens during this period. It is a time for challenges. As a matter of fact, our building burned down during this period 5 years ago. I kind of think of this period as the Buddhist Lenten period. So it's really a time to turn inward and purify our minds. So as part of that, today we are going to contemplate the suffering around us and transform our awareness of suffering into motivation for practice. People often accuse Buddhists of being pessimistic, too focused on death and suffering. But in Buddhism, we believe it is helpful to keep our eyes open to reality and to let that inform how we live our lives. So our contemplations on death and suffering turn our minds to the Dharma. Suffering is a universal truth and is the central problem that Buddhism addresses. We work hard to build for ourselves a bubble of comfort, inviting distraction and shunning suffering. If we aren't careful, our entire lives become built around comfort and distraction. And when we die, we have not practiced Dharma. We have not developed love and compassion or created the causes and conditions for waking up. We continue on mired in suffering. Now, don't get me wrong. I want to become comfortable and happy, and I want you to be comfortable and happy. But often our comfort blinds us to the suffering of others and obscures the true causes of happiness for ourselves and others. Today, we will face suffering head on with our eyes open. We will contemplate the suffering of beings as a motivation to practice Dharma. To put this in context a little bit, recently, another meditation instructor, Jim Dunn, and I think he's on here. Hi, Jim, gave a talk on the four thoughts that turn the mind to Dharma. I will review those briefly. The four thoughts that turn the mind to Dharma are the precious human life, finding freedoms and advantages of a human life. One in which we can learn and practice Dharma is hard to get and easily lost. We must make our lives meaningful. 2, impermanence. The world and its inhabitants are impermanent. The life of each being is like a water bubble. It is uncertain when we will die. As only the Dharma can keep us at that time, we must practice diligence. The third is karmic cause and effect. At the time of death, there is no freedom. Karma takes its course. As we create our karma, we should abandon unwholesome action and devote ourselves to wholesome action. And the fourth thought that turns our mind to Dharma is the defects of samsara. What we think brings us happiness in samsara, homes, friends, pleasures, and possessions, in reality causes us torment. We must cut through attachment and strive to attain enlightenment. So today we are going to dig deeper into the fourth thought, that we who find ourselves lost in samsara are suffering. Then we will do something a little different than most Dharma talks. We will contemplate the defects of samsara and do contemplation for the rest of our time. So the reality we live in has a central flaw. It is full of suffering. Yet we are in the habit of becoming attached to our reality, and the more we attach, the more we suffer. Contemplating the suffering of beings pulls back the curtain on the harm inherent in attachment to a flawed reality. Made a part of our regular practice, we find it increasingly more natural to renounce the distractions that bind us to suffering and instead devote ourselves to Dharma. We will do the contemplation, hoping that it will push us toward a renunciation of that which promises happiness but only brings suffering. Now, we need to be open to the suffering of everyone. We see people who have everything, and we think, they are rich and I am not, and we dismiss their suffering. They have the relationship that I wish I had, so we dismiss their suffering. And it goes on and on. We may not do this consciously, but when we are envious, we imagine others have found happiness in samsara. But suffering is insidious, woven into the fabric of existence in samsara, so none of us in samsara can escape it. Suffering is categorized in three ways. First, we talk about the suffering of suffering. This is the pain of birth, old age, sickness, and death that we all experience. The second is the suffering of change. When you get what you want, you can't hold on to it forever. Everything is always changing. Even the richest among us will lose everything. And the third type is the most subtle, all-pervasive suffering. Many times we don't recognize it, but it is the most instructive. When we do, when we get down on that subtle level and look at how we are actually suffering. All pervasive suffering refers to the general background of anxiety and insecurity that colors even our happiest moments. Deep down, we fear that life doesn't offer us solid ground and that our very existence is questionable. We remain constantly, if subconsciously, aware of our mortality and the mortality of those around us. So, what we're going to do now like I said, was to participate in some contemplations. And we are going to, I've chosen a few examples of suffering and types of suffering and beings that suffer. And we're going to consider their experience. This is not intended to be exhaustive in any way. So please get comfortable and take a moment to center yourself. Open your heart to the suffering of the world. We will start by contemplating the suffering of the animal realm. Many times when we think of the animal realm, our minds have a tendency to go straight to our pets. Although our pets experience various types of suffering, they are very much the exception in the animal realm. They lead comfortable lives compared to most animals. Consider a small fish in the ocean. What must life be like for a small fish? People have a very innocuous sounding label we learn in school, the food chain. As human beings, we sit on top of the food chain and have engineered our lives such that any predators are far away. But consider a fish much lower on the food chain, that lives in perpetual mortal danger from larger fish and other predators. Consider the plight of animals during a forest fire. Scientists say the forest fires in Australia a year ago killed or displaced 3 billion animals. Consider animals who lose their habitat to human development. How many animals starve as they lose their food sources or are forced into overcrowding the dwindling forests? Consider how many animals we ourselves kill in a year. Even if we are vegetarian, farming equipment kills small animals. Insects are killed to protect crops, and we hit countless others with our cars. Take a minute to contemplate the suffering of animals. Samsara includes the suffering of animals. In order to free beings from suffering, I renew my commitment to practice. Now we will turn our attention to human beings. More than a third of human beings alive today live in extreme poverty. Consider the insecurity of living on the brink of starvation with no realistic path. Consider watching your children suffer from illness with no way to get medical care. Consider the preventable illnesses that plague the poor. Consider how susceptible the poor women and children of the world are to violence. Consider children conscripted into war. Consider how the poor are exploited. Consider the children who go to school hungry. Take a minute now to contemplate the suffering of poverty. Samsara includes the suffering of poverty. In order to free beings from suffering, I renew my commitment to practice. Injustice exists in many forms. Consider those who are treated as second-class citizens because of skin color or ethnicity. consider how it feels watching people gather and march for a return to a more discriminatory past. Consider those who fear being disowned simply for being themselves. Consider that in this country, affluent areas receive more money for schools, perpetuating inequality. Consider women and children sold into sexual slavery. Consider the extra barriers people face because of inherent qualities such as gender or sexual orientation. Consider those who do not have the freedom to practice their religion. Consider those who live in a world designed for people with different abilities. Take a minute to contemplate the suffering of injustice. Samsara includes the suffering of injustice. In order to free beings from suffering, I renew my commitment to practice. Old age brings many changes that cause suffering. Consider those who lose their independence. Consider those who can no longer engage in the activities that brought them enjoyment. Consider those who lose eyesight, mobility, hearing, or memory. consider the elderly who are lonely. Take a minute to contemplate the suffering of old age. Samsara includes the suffering of old age. In order to free beings from suffering, I renew my commitment to practice. We all suffer from illness. Consider those who have suffered from COVID-19 and other illnesses. Consider those in great pain. Many suffer from unseen illnesses. Consider those who suffer from anxiety, how circumstances in the world today may be exacerbating their suffering. Consider those who suffer from depression, the heaviness in one's mind that makes it difficult even to function. Consider those who take their own lives. Take a minute to contemplate the suffering of sickness. Samsara includes the suffering of illness. In order to free beings from suffering, I renew my commitment to practice. None of us are untouched by grief. Consider the millions of people whose loved ones have died alone in hospitals during this pandemic. Consider the parents who lose a young child to cancer. Consider the family members of those who take their own lives. Consider those grieving because of divorce. Take a minute to contemplate the suffering of grief. Samsara includes the suffering of grief. In order to free beings from suffering, I renew my commitment to practice. Because we live in an impermanent, constantly changing world, we suffer when something we want to hold on to changes. Consider those who have lost a relationship. Consider those who experience a sudden financial devastation. Consider a child who moves away from their friends. Consider those whose houses are destroyed by fire, earthquakes, or storms. Take a minute to contemplate the suffering of change. Samsara includes the suffering of change. In order to free beings from suffering, I renew my commitment to practice. Now take a minute to contemplate your own suffering. Samsara includes my own suffering. In order to free myself and all beings from suffering, I renew my commitment to practice. I hope that this didn't depress you too much. Not exactly the Super Bowl Sunday Dharma talk that you might expect. We resist the urge to turn away from the suffering of this world, to keep our hearts tender, and to steel our resolve to pursue the antidote. Because yes, there is an antidote. There can be an end to suffering. That is what the Buddha taught. The Dharma teaches the end of suffering. Practice enables us to ease the suffering of ourselves and others. Opening ourselves to tremendous suffering is painful, but this contemplation motivates us to seek a solution. Make room in your daily practice to contemplate the four thoughts. Let them strengthen your motivation to wake up for the benefit of all beings. We have time for questions or comments. We can unmute the microphones if someone wants to ask a question, or you can put a question in the chat if you prefer. Or comments, whatever you like, if you have something to add.
Marcus, this is Sydney.
Hi, Sydney.
I would just like to say that this was profound for me. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And it, for Super Bowl Sunday, considering suffering and all, it doesn't seem like that to me at all. It's more empathy inducing for me. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you all. Oh, Jelaine, were you going to say something?
Yeah, just a teeny bit. I would definitely just continue what Sydney was saying in that what came to my mind is some of us who were able to meet Kimpo Katha Rinpoche, who had such vast depth of compassion. And this exercise really helped me refresh that button to aspire to be able to dive deeper and know that I can always go deeper mm-hmm. in contemplating these things. So I thank you for that.
Right. I actually did this kind of talk today because several years ago I was with one of our Karmei Ling Lamas in a retreat at KTD, and he did something like this, and it stuck with me for a long, long time. So yeah, I'm trying to pass that along.
This is Deborah. I'm doing Nundro, so I am contemplating these things every day.
Mm-hmm.
But this just took me to another level. So thank you for that.
All right. Well, thank you. I hope you all have a good week and join us again next week. And join us for LOSAR activities as well. Thank you all.
Thank you for joining us for this week's Dharma Talk. We hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you did, please subscribe, rate, and review it on iTunes. To learn more about the Columbus Karma Teksum Choling or to donate to support our Dharma Talk series, please visit our website at columbusktc.org. The opening and closing music for the podcast is Tibetan Flute Song by Tamding Arts at tamdingarts.com. Please join us again next week for another Dharma Talk.